I'm happy to be here. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and working with all of you in the future.
I'm Stuart Robertson with Kimley Horn.
Andrew Sebo, Broward County Traffic Engineering Division. I just want to clarify where you meant by old faces.
This guy.
Three familiar faces.
Mark Horowitz with Engineering, Broward County Engineering.
Michael Cleary, Traffic Capital Project with Broward County.
Amanda Parker, I'm from the city of Pompano Beach. I'm the Urban Design Planner.
Scott Brenner with the Broward County Traffic Engineering Division.
Jennifer Bierman with SDOT.
Enrique Celaya, Broward County Planning and Redevelopment Division.
John Mark Palacios with Camino Palacios.
Ivan Cabrera with Broward County Planning Council.
Karen Majal with the City of Fort Lauderdale.
Brad Swain, Planner with the City of Sunrise.
Lori Hall, City of Miramar.
Okay. Arlene Davis, Port of Glades. I've been with the TAP since its inception.
Okay.
John Ramos, Broward County Transit, also been with the TAP since its inception.
I'm Joe Yesbeck with TY Lee.
Peter Dees with Broward MPO.
Carlos Dez, the City of Miramar, Commissioner Colvin's office.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming. And just to remind everybody, the meeting is being recorded, and then we'll put it on our website afterwards for anybody that might not be here that wants to listen to it. So there's a few initiatives. I guess Priscilla's not in the room, but Peter, I don't know if you, do you want to give an update on them?
Ricardo's getting Priscilla.
Oh, Ricardo, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
He's getting Priscilla.
All right, so let's skip that one. The Fort Lauderdale recently was ranked one of the top, actually they're ranked number three for policy, for complete streets policy. So we wanted to say congratulations. I'm not sure if anybody wants to say a little, anything else.
Just clap.
Yeah, yeah.
We gave a brief description at the last meeting. I'm sure it's in the minutes. Thank you.
Yes.
And we used the model that was provided through this town.
Priscilla, do you want to give an update on the March bike event?
Yes, I do. We've been working very hard together. There's several partners involved in the Let's Go Biking event. Some of them are FDOT, Broward County, Broward Parks, Flippity. They're a nonprofit. They do the Earn a Bike program for the kids. And we also have the City of Sunrise, who are very supportive, and they're going to provide EMT service and bicycle patrol as well. We have Alert Live will be there, and we also have Kind Healthy Snacks will be doing a food demonstration along with Flippity. So what we're doing, we're going to meet at Markham Park on Saturday, March 29th at 10 a.m., and it goes to 1 p.m., and 10 o'clock, from 10 to 10:30, we're going to do helmet fittings, and we have helmet giveaways, courtesy of FDOT, Jennifer. She's working hard on that. Thank you so much. And then from 10:30, 11, we're going to do the food demonstration along with Kind. 11 o'clock, we're going to start the Greenway from Markham Park from the South Boat Ramp parking lot, and we're going to head east to 136th Street. We're not going to cross 136th Street. We're going to come back to the park and enter the park again through the Markham Greenway location. And when we come back, we're gonna have two food trucks, healthy food trucks for the event. And you know, we get to hang out, burn some calories and eat some healthy food and promote bike safety, bike awareness, and the proper way of riding your bike. So we encourage you all to promote the event, Facebook it. I think I made that up, but Facebook it. Instagram it, tweet it. I know Enrique for the BPAC will be promoting it, and FDOT is doing the press release. City of Sunrise is promoting it. The MPO will be, we are already UHP. Gotta be there, Stuart. So it's gonna be a great event. I was just on the phone with Wanda. We're gonna get more helmets by the end of this week. So, and I ordered some more promotional events. So it's just a free event. Learn about bike safety, and it'll be great. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes,
It says there's an entrance fee of $1.50.
Yes.
Is that only for cars coming in, or is that if you come on a bike as well?
Yes, it's per person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about this is that Markham Park, on a low day, they get 3,000 people paying to get in. So our awareness and visibility, it's going to be great.
So we're hoping to have over 100 people at the event. So spread the word. Some schools are going to be involved and are invited. Any other questions? Okay. All right, so the next item is the Broward County Commission meeting that happened on February 11th. Enrique, I don't know if you'd be the right person to give us an update.
Please. I can briefly talk about it. I mean,
they got approved.
Yes. All items were approved. There were basically four items. The first one was an amendment to the transportation element of the comprehensive plan, and that was to transfer this amendment to the agencies in Tallahassee, all state agencies, and we're hoping to get the review and approval by May, so hopefully between May and June we will have final approval of that, the complete streets amendment. There's also minimum standards that were approved, and I don't know if anybody else wants to talk, Mark wants to talk about it, but they were approved, and also land use amendment to the Broward County Planning Council. So all of them were approved. We're happy about that. I think I did report on that at the last meeting, and as I mentioned before, it should be reflected on the minutes of last meeting.
Right.
I think we're more extensive than this.
Yeah, everything's in the minutes. At the point of last month, it hadn't been approved, so.
Right. So, thank you again to everyone who supported.
All right. The next item is the technical assistance that's available to all the municipalities. The big one right now is the walkability audit RFP that's out. It ends March 15th. There's only been a few people to sign up, so please, please, if you think this will be beneficial to your area, please sign up. It's really easy. Two questions, pretty easy questions. So, again, that closes on March 15th. We also have a few other items that are listed here of technical assistance that's available. If you feel like any of those would meet your needs for your area, please send your request to Ricardo. Oh, that's what I'm doing. And those are all available for the remaining of the year, I think it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed, I mean, we're not all the municipalities are represented here at the TAC, and so I don't know, other than communicating this information to this body, have you, I don't know if we've thought about reaching out to them, send them some email or something to let them know this is available and you'd like their input?
Yeah, I believe the Broward NPO has sent out some stuff. I have a few contacts that I'm contacting myself. If you talk to anybody specific and you want to mention it, great. Everything's on Broward NPO's website.
Yeah, that's what we have. We tell you some how we reach ourselves. And once we pass UHP, we actually do more. Especially with municipalities that I've never represented.
Right.
Right. So
this is actually
the ones that we want.
Send an email to somebody.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Not even just emails, just calls. So if you have any recommendations of who else we should be calling, feel free to bring it to me.
And also, to follow up, it should be a multi-pronged approach to the whole, maybe referencing some outreach to the League of Cities.
Okay.
So that way, at least the electeds also are in tune besides the status.
Okay. All right, and next steps, again, the walkability audit, the technical assistance. Our next meeting is proposed for April 14th. I think a lot of the items we'll talk about were action items that we talked at the February meeting. I think one of the ones was the bike and crash data tool that Mark had mentioned at the last meeting. Some of that stuff we didn't have time at this meeting to bring up, so we'll make sure we cover it at the next meeting. And then again, the Let's Go Biking event on March 29th. Please be there. And I think we're ready for the seminar. All right, we'll take a 10-minute break and start at 3 for the seminar.
I was just going to say that because we were not advertised for 3 p.m.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
know, right? And Annie doesn't show up either. She was supposed to, but maybe at this point she won't, right?
She may come
and yeah, 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 for the setback. So just tell her who's great.
The steward that they've been talking about.
Yes, yes.
That's me. Silently in the background. Nice to meet you, Dan. Glad to be working with you. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, Anna Marie and I were in the presentation at the City of Sunrise just on Friday, and there's always opportunities to team up and partner with me.